Welcome to the Island Weekly. It's the 10th of November and I'm Anne Hodgson and I'm talking today about an inside job. The election is over and it's red wine in the evening and discussing the important things of life. I read a nice article in Time by Natzi Gibbs about the temperament of past presidents where she contrasted McCain and Obama and said the latter won on style and disposition. Well, I've paired up some of the characteristics that she included in her article, and I've discovered something that surprised me and got me thinking. It's heroic versus not given to drama. McCain is feisty, whereas Obama is composed. McCain is fiery, while Obama is cool. McCain is throbbing with energy, while Obama is upbeat but relaxed. McCain is charismatic and Obama is thoughtful. McCain is impulsive and Obama is disciplined. It's charming versus caring and passionate versus reflective. So there, all the way down on the left-hand side, are the characteristics I might classically ascribe to a leader. Yeah, let me run it by you again. So it's heroic, feisty, fiery, throbbing with energy, charismatic, impulsive, charming, passionate. But looking at the ones on the right, we see more of what we've got in Obama. So that was not given to drama, composed, cool, upbeat but relaxed, thoughtful, disciplined, caring, and reflective. And looking at those, it just seems to me that it's clearly just so much better for us. Talking about following your gut feeling the other day got me thinking. Our gut, Bauchgefühl, reminds us of feelings connected to decisions we've made in the past. If those decisions were well-informed and well thought through, soundly based on rational alternatives, chances are that our gut feeling too will be connected to rational decisions. But if we've always taken the easy way out and gone for instant gratification and only remember the short-term successes, that gut feeling is going to lead us in the wrong direction. We spend a lifetime working on improving our instincts through experience. And as Alice Walker writes in her beautiful open letter to Barack Obama, real success needs to be modeled in a relaxed, happy state, something that is within the reach of everyone. Success, she writes, is truly an inside job. And that was profound enough to make me miss James Bond last night. Damn. That's it for this week. Come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.